99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning. Live from Churchill Downs. Hello there, Kelly K.
Hi, friends. I'm waving to everybody in Radio Land because I feel like that's what we do when we're on location.
Yes, on location here live backside Churchill Downs. It's funny. We can start the show with a tweet from several listeners. And I'll just kind of paraphrase and sum up, but as we promote the fact that we are live backside at Churchill Downs, they say, and we can assume that Operation GOTV begins at 6:01.
Absolutely.
Well,
it actually started, can we be honest? It started at the Mini and the Marathon. We had several sightings of a Ben Davis lurking in the background.
Yeah, and actually it was your quick thinking that led us to that moment.
Absolutely.
where we were like, okay.
I looked around at my surroundings.
And you were like, hey, you know what? There's a lot of live shots going on. Maybe a little Operation GOTV. And I was like, you know what? Say no more, Kel. And so...
You sprung into action.
And so...
It was instantaneous and spontaneous.
You know...
All the aniuses. Well, that sounded bad.
All the aniuses. All right, so yeah, welcome. So here we are, Derby Week, and all sorts of stuff, all the things that you know to love and expect here. And as people are walking by, you're already getting looks.
Is that our first quote? Is that our first quote of all the day?
All the aniuses. All the aniuses. That's it.
Oh, it's off to a great start.
That's it.
Monday back.
That's it. Hey, welcome to the track, kids. Yeah, today we've got, you know, your feel-good stories. We've got, we're going to do a little Campy Kelly, and we're going to try to pull in our friends Lauren Jones and or John Bull from Wave 3.
I will tell you right now. I'm emotionally wrecked. I'm in an emotionally wrecked state of mind, probably for the rest of the week, because of what occurred over the weekend.
And I know what you're getting at, and actually I have a Setting the Bar story that surrounds Avengers Endgame, too.
I'm emotionally wrecked.
Yeah.
And it's my mission to try to find somebody on the backside that is as emotionally wrecked as I am about this so we can speak in code because I can't talk to any of you people about it.
Yeah.
And I'm upset.
Kelly.
I'm upset.
Searching for people on the news area.
Yeah. Kelly was yelling at me in the car on the way down.
Literally yelling.
Saying, I cannot believe you don't care anything about Avengers.
It was a loud conversation. There were some cuss words.
Yeah. And,
I'm that emotionally
and
wrecked.
To which I said, you know what, Kelly? I'm just not there yet. You know, give me.
I can't wait for a couple of years for you to get to where I'm at.
Give me a couple of years. Let me watch at least maybe two or three of the.
I can't even look at you.
Of the Avengers.
I can't look at you.
Marvel games. Of the Marvel, you know, things.
The Marvel games?
Movies.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, I'll get around to Endgame, and then everything will be fine. Then we can discuss it.
I cannot.
All right. So hang on a second. It's April 29th, 2019. I'll give you, hey. By 2022, we'll have this discussion.
I'm breaking up with you.
All right. By April 29th, 2022, I solemnly mark this day. All right. By April 29th, 2022, it's you and I will have a nice little fireside chat about Marvel Avengers.
I'll be throwing you in the fire because
Endgame.
I'm done with this.
Are you quitting yet, Kelly?
Yes, I quit.
All right. All right. So, yeah, welcome to Backside here, Churchill Downs. Coming up here next, we'll do our feel good story to kick off the show.
I need some feel good.
After Ellie Goulding on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, live backside at Churchill Downs. Feel good. Do them every single hour here, and we'll continue to do them here live from the backside. Powered by Raise 4, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit raise4.com. This is kind of fun. Manual High School was the scene of a fire drill. All right.
Okay.
There was a fire drill at Manual.
Just a drill.
Yeah, just a drill.
Yeah.
Captain Tom Cecil of the Louisville Fire Department. He was one of the firefighters responding to the drill. Here's the thing. During the drill, old Tom Cecil has a girlfriend there that works at Manual High School by the name of Allison Hunt.
That's kind of romantic.
Right.
Little fun, little meet cute in the middle of the workday.
Oh, okay. All right. I would M-E-E-T.
Right.
I was thinking M-E-A-T, and I'm
movie term. Okay, never mind.
All right, so anyways, so during the drill, old Captain Cecil got down on one knee front of his girlfriend and teacher, Allison Hunt, popped the question to her right after the fire drill.
Get out!
Yep, during the scheduled drill, she said yes.
Get out, all of that, get out. That's amazing.
Yeah, there you go, a little feel good.
I thought it was fake if there was a fire.
That is adorable.
Yeah, so cute. So there you go. Feel good. We do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Ray's Ford.
Listen, the building wasn't on fire, but their love was. Hey-yo. Hey-yo.
There you go. Come to the show for the comedy. That's what people say.
Why would you?
That's what people say.
Why would you?
All right, that's your feel good there. That's Ellie Goulding. I mean, Post Malone here. Better Now and 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Backside here, Churchill Downs. So here's the thing. Avengers Endgame was what we predicted, and it was a record breaker. Over $1.3 billion
worldwide in its first weekend. First movie to ever do that. Yep. First one ever to do that. You know why? Because it's epic. And because everybody on planet Earth needs to watch it, and everybody on planet Earth needs to watch all the movies leading up to it.
So that actually beat the previous record set by Infinity War, which was only $93 million. Here's the thing. Captain Marvel bumped back up into the top five.
That's
was the
right.
number two movie over the weekend at
That's
the box
right.
office.
That is right.
With $8 million. So Avengers Endgame had $1.3 billion.
And
Captain Marvel came in too. With $8 million.
Do you feel like you're missing out yet? Do you? I need to decompress.
I had a little bit of FOMO, but not enough to really cause me to take any action.
You'd better dive into a sea of FOMO, because it's a lot of FOMO going on if you don't know what's going on with the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, hey, listen.
And the Endgame.
Listen.
Endgame.
I have several Stan Lee movies under my belt. Nope. I have Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
No, that doesn't count. It's a fine movie. It doesn't count.
And I have Mallrats, which had Stan Lee in it. Practically a Marvel movie.
I want to physically harm you right now.
Mallrats.
This is not. That is not a conversation that counts.
Listen.
No.
Listen, these are all fantastic movies.
No.
I'm a third of the way there.
You're not a third of the way there. Yeah. You're
only
not even.
That you're going to have FOMO is once there's memes made about it, and then it's a game changer for Ben.
Oh, there's already lots of memes, because it is the most epic cinematic masterpiece ever made.
All right, so between Avengers Endgame and the Game of Thrones, there was a lot of action happening and a lot of people in front of their screens over the weekend.
I hear there are people united in the Game of Thrones world being upset about something.
Yeah, basically a war that they couldn't see. So that's what I've heard.
Okay.
Again,
I don't care.
I'm not speaking.
I'm all about Endgame.
I'm not speaking from an educated point.
Because you're outside that realm too, huh?
I am. I'm a couple seasons back on Game of Thrones.
Couple seasons? You bailed on season one.
I bailed after season one.
Okay.
Get that straight. All right. Here we are, live backside Churchill Downs with 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com, or you can always ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast, you can get our bits, and you can also listen to live radio here on DJX. We're live backside at Churchill Downs, and you never know who you're going to run into in the bathroom here.
Already? You've had a bathroom encounter?
It's now, Monday.
Already?
Now I have famously told the Al Roker bathroom story.
Yes, absolutely. You tweeted it, too.
Yeah. And so I had a run-in this morning, early morning, with Jude over at DRB. He's the weather guy. He's also married to Lauren Jones over at Wave 3.
Yes, one of our media besties.
So he and I are both in the restroom at the same time. And so he's like, wow, Ben. He's like, the beard. And he comments on the beard. And he's like, I wish I could grow mine out like that, but
really?
Yeah, but because of television.
He's so baby-faced and beautiful. You don't cover that up.
He says, but because of television, I got to keep it close. And he says, "Lauren," he said, "now is it true, because Lauren and I had a conversation about your beard."
Are you kidding me right now?
I'll speak about
your beard is infiltrating the household of Lauren and Jude?
Yes, yes. So he goes, "Lauren and I had a conversation about your beard, and she said that your wife is on board with it." I was like, "Oh yeah, because she
rules your face."
Well, she's the one who's like, "Hey, I have to look at your face. You don't."
Absolutely.
So,
she's fully absorbing it.
Right, all right. So she likes it. She enjoys it. And so that's why the beard is what it is. And I'm like, listen, Jude, this is the most manly thing on my body right now. And he's like,
oh, God. Stop. Don't say that. Wait a second.
And he goes, And he goes, wow, you know, I love it when I get, you know, a week off and I can get a good 10-day stubble going. And Lauren really likes it, too. And he and I are having this conversation.
You're having a moment.
There's
a
romance in the bathroom.
Did he touch it?
We're having
Did he touch it?
Listen.
Did he touch it?
Jude reached his hand out.
Oh,
he did not touch, though.
Okay.
He did not touch.
Did he cup it?
No.
Air cup it?
He gestured towards the
gestured.
Beard.
There was a gesture.
He did not.
Cupping.
He did not.
Pull away.
He did not caress.
No, no,
he
no,
did
no.
not. He did not gently
no,
cup
no
and
tugging.
Caress.
You're like
no,
not here,
none
not
of that.
The beard.
And okay. So all this, mind you, while some dude is dropping a deuce right next to us.
That is offensive.
All this is happening while some guy is using
God.
His stall right next to us, and
that
we're just
rude.
Having and we're just having this. This bromance beard conversation.
Someone's got the early morning backside sweats, and you guys are having a little beard convo.
He's like, oh, God, I hope they don't know it's me.
He's
oh,
like,
wow.
He's like, do you use oil? I'm like, yeah, you know what? You know, my wife made, homemade some oil and everything. He's like, wow, you know, Lauren and I have been talking.
Oh, my God. And can I just say, the looks that we're getting through the windows with all the gestures that have been made throughout this conversation. Yeah.
Again,
it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Again, you never know. What
oh, wow.
or who you're going to run into in
yes.
the bathrooms here at Churchill Downs.
That's the whole reason to be here, really, honestly. That's
you know
it.
What? Come for the horses,
sure.
Stay for the bathroom talk.
More like stay for the beard.
All right, hey, coming up next, Florida makes the show. It's the Florida Frogger story, we'll say.
Yeah, it's right. unique, it's fun.
Sure. It's coming up here next on 99.7 DJX.
From time to time, we like to highlight Florida because it's just one of those states that weird, random things happen from time to time.
It's fun.
And when I say from time to time, I mean
daily.
So, this is a story of Randolph Moses. Got into a little fender bender.
Okay.
Just a minor fender bender.
That happens.
On the freeway.
Sure.
Here's the thing. Randolph was wanted on parole violations. So instead
Uh-oh.
Of doing what you should do and wait for police officers to
sure.
arrive at the scene,
yeah.
to take down the information,
yeah.
you know, all that stuff, he kind of freaked out. And we get the Florida Frogger. That's
okay.
when...
Is that Frogger music?
Yes. That's when Randolph decided he was going to run across the freeway to escape deputies
sure.
in what can only be described as the human version of the video game Frogger.
Good plan.
Hop the fence. He's going on I-4. Unit that's going eastbound. Keep coming up to the Selma Town Center. He's working his way across I-4 now.
The music is really adding. It's really adding.
I mean, he's pretty good.
Sure.
And still going to be foot pursuit underneath I-4 coming back towards you.
Yeah, so he literally like went underneath a semi-truck, which had slowed down.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And he's going to be hopping the fence to get in the...
Oh, my God.
Actually, he's in the ditch.
Okay,
oh,
so yes,
okay.
he got across the freeway, made it across.
Wow.
That's when police
that's
officers caught up to him on the other side of the road and arrested him.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know if he... I don't know if technically that's a
game.
Win.
No, he lost the
okay,
game.
Okay, all right, all
yeah,
right.
Is you that... get arrested, you lose the game.
See, I thought you only lost when he got,
well, no,
like, squashed.
If you got...
So he didn't
well,
get squashed, so he kind of won.
That is true.
All right.
However, this is his way of getting squashed, I guess.
Sure.
By the police.
So there you go. Florida making the show, courtesy of the human version of Frogger on I-4.
The Florida Frogger.
There you go. On 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live backside at Churchill Downs. You can always get us on the stream, thebenandkellyshow.com.
Holding down the hallway.
Holding down the hallway here. Keeping everybody square. Yeah, actually, it's a beautiful day today. 83 going to be your high. Some clouds. Warm tomorrow, 88. For the steamboat race, 85. That's on Wednesday.
Nice.
Maybe a chance of rain. Maybe a chance of rain for the Pegasus Parade
Stop
on
talking.
Thursday as
Stop
well.
Talking. There's no part of my body that wants to be on that route on television like a drowned rat.
And then it kind of gets cooler on Oaks Day, 73, maybe a chance of rain. On Derby Day, only a high of 70 right now.
I'm upset.
But is there rain?
Well, there is a chance, a 30% chance.
I'm
on Derby Day.
Having
all right?
mild anxiety.
We
okay,
need to do a rain dance.
So there you go. That is your Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team forecast. Hey, blame Kevin. Kevin called it. Blame him.
You know what, Kevin? I blame him for a lot of things.
Okay, that's great.
Can we fire him?
All right, so setting the bar. every morning we give you a story that like helps set the bar for your day, okay?
Yeah, it's a small little goal to achieve, as in avoiding this scenario.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, shouting spoilers to Avengers Endgame to people waiting in line to get into the movie, you're doing okay. So
I can't breathe. Yeah. I cannot breathe.
So listen to this. There was a guy who was yelling out spoilers as moviegoers were waiting to see Avengers Endgame at a Hong Kong theater.
What kind of savagery is that? What kind of evil courses through someone's veins to make them do that?
This is where the setting the bar comes in, because he got beat the blank up.
Well, of course they did. People are going to get aggressive about
that. People pummeled him.
Yeah, they are upset.
Infuriated moviegoers channeled their, quote, inner Hulk.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Hulk smash.
Beat the dude up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
That's not good. Don't do that.
So he was actually then treated by a few onlookers.
Okay.
He was treated, and then, you know, he left, and no one knows his name. But again,
any way you slice it, that's a whole bunch of
movie.
No, he had already seen the movie.
He had already
seen it. What's his problem?
He walked out of the theater and just spoiled it for everybody else.
Yeah,
don't do that.
So,
that's just mean.
Yeah, and everybody from even the director to all the cast members are like, don't spoil it for anybody.
Absolutely, it is the most epic cinematic masterpiece, 22 movies in the making. You don't do that. That is not what we do.
All right, so there you go. That's Setting the Bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without, shouting spoilers to Avengers Endgame to people waiting in line to get into the movie, and then getting yourself knocked the blank out.
Oh, wow.
And you're doing okay.
Yeah, okay. Good note.
Yep.
Good note.
That's Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're live backside at Churchill Downs. You can always get us by asking Alexa to play 99.7 DJX Radio.
We are live from a hallway.
A hallway at the
backside.
Historic Churchill Downs. Overlooking the twin spires, the morning dew starting to burn off.
You can't hang with the glamour.
Right next to the bathroom.
Yes, indeed.
all right, so every morning right about this time, we give you a feel-good story powered by Raise 4 Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit raise4.com. Hey, remember the New Jersey high school that did that stage production of the movie Alien?
I did not, but I learned about it just now.
Okay,
sure.
So
that sounds fun.
So yeah. This high school put on this elaborate production of Alien with their theater department.
They've been doing it every year, from what I understand, because now this is jogging my memory. I think they've been doing it for a while.
North Bergen High School students put this show on. And so after the show on Friday, one Miss Sigourney Weaver stopped by and surprised the students.
How amazingly epic is that?
Of course, for those of you who don't know, Sigourney Weaver was the star in the Alien movie.
Yeah, you saw the blank look on Kat's face.
I know.
Right?
As
like,
he looks at
what's
me.
A Sigourney Weaver?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like,
what's an alien?
And Ridley Scott, the director of the first Alien movie, also sent a little letter of encouragement to the drama club after the initial production.
Well, because apparently the production is pretty legit. Like, they got really creative.
Yeah,
it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, like the alien is a very elaborate costume.
Yes.
It fell on the 40th anniversary of the first Alien movie's premiere.
Holy cow.
40 years.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So there you go. Sigourney Weaver told everybody, I'm so excited. This is the night I've been waiting for.
Wow.
She was
like
legit.
She was on stage, wasn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Yeah.
She was on stage.
She was
there.
Legit excited about the whole thing. So there you go.
That's
feel
fantastic.
Good. Do them every single hour here, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Khalid Better, and coming up 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're live backside at Churchill Downs. So, Kelly K, critical error on Saturday at the Mini. So,
right.
You know, we're emceeing the start of it, right?
Right, yes.
And,
and then you jump in and you run.
By the way, yeah, I appreciate everybody who on the Instagram, noticed a certain photo bomber on at Ben and Kelly Show or
when
at 99.7 DJX.
Taking our obligatory start of the race picture, and there was someone in the background getting a picture.
Yeah.
And
take a look at the photographer. Pinch and zoom, if you will.
Pinch and zoom?
Yeah. Pinch
Did
and zoom, if you will.
That?
Yeah, yeah. So critical error was when I was getting ready to jump into the race, I made this error in that I didn't pair my wireless headphones to my phone before the race. And so when I tried to, every runner's wireless device came up in my phone. I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find your own phone?
I couldn't find my own headphones.
On your body?
On my body. And so I literally ran the entire mini marathon in silence. Nothing. And I tried several times throughout the race to like repair my phone, but I still couldn't find it.
Why did you not bail? And how do you do that? I don't understand. I don't run, but I know that's bad.
Listen, I ran with Ava Max's Sweet But Psycho on
a
loop in my
head. Is that
what
you were singing to yourself?
Sweet But Psycho. Yeah, that was it. That was
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh.
The entire time. So anyway, that was my critical error.
That is fatal.
With 99.7 EJX. Our Wave 3 news partners and our friends, buddies, Brian, John, and Lauren are here hanging out. And now they are getting ready to gear up for Can't Beat Kelly, which is a Monday tradition here. And actually, it has now become a yearly tradition. Brian's got our mic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, so
I'm ready, Kelly.
And so, all right.
And so it's going to be the brain trust of Lauren, John, and Brian against Kelly K.
So it's a group. It's a three-on-one kind of a situation.
I feel like it is.
I'll be with Kelly. We can do.
No way.
Girls versus boys. I think, didn't we tie last year? It was close. Something happened. It was very close.
I'm in an emotional state of mind right now. I've been wrecked by Avengers Endgame, so I don't know, I'm all sorts of messed up.
So real quick, let me toss a couple, practice questions your way just to make sure you're getting your mind in the frame of mind that you need to be, okay? Yeah. All right,
nobody gets this opportunity, by the way. It's
very
special.
I hope it's not a Coachella question, because I don't know anything about that stuff.
No, not at all. But, so, on Friday, Sigourney Weaver surprised a high school during their production of what?
Aliens.
Aliens is correct, John.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
Good one. I didn't even blink.
I was deer in headlights.
I know. Brian's like, I got nothing.
Is there really a production of Aliens? Yeah. I'm missing out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. 56-year-old man came through.
Good for you, John.
Yeah. Look at that.
You're such a stallion.
Taylor Swift's. Okay. One more.
Oh, me.
What? Listen. Not yet. All right. So one more question, and then we'll do it for real. Okay.
Oh.
I know the hand gestures. I can't talk without hands. It's something my mom does.
I'm hitting the buzzer.
All right. So Taylor Swift's new song "Me" features Brendon Urie from what group?
Panic at the Disco.
Whoa.
Ding ding ding.
That was mind-boggling.
All right. So there you
impressive.
Go.
We look good
Swiftie.
In the preseason here, don't we?
You guys are warmed up. I think
starting
you're
shaking.
Are you
never
nervous?
Lost, though, right?
Has I'm she shaking ever lost? In my peep toes.
Kelly has tied twice this year. We reset every year, so she is so far undefeated, but she's tied twice.
Well, if you ain't first, you're last.
All right, so Can't Beat Kelly with Lauren, John, and Brian coming up here in just a few minutes here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Every week, right about this time, we offer up Genesis Diamonds as a prize if you can take down Kelly K, our pop culture queen. Now, unfortunately for you guys, that same doesn't apply for you. I'm talking about Lauren, Brian, and John.
Look at their faces. They are upset.
Get out of here. I'm done.
They're upset.
All right. So, yeah.
I wanted a Mother's Day gift.
Right. So, Can't Beat Kelly, where we offer up 5 pop culture questions. And then see if you can beat Kelly K. Kelly K has a record of 12-0-2 so far for the year.
And these guys are very smart. See, they are in the news. They are aware. They're in the know. They know their pop culture. I'm a little scared.
So you're saying that maybe they have an unfair advantage over the average person?
That, and I'm emotionally unstable after Endgame.
So just behind the scenes real quick, Kelly said, "Hey, Ben, if there were anything that I should know..."
Why are you throwing me under the bus?
"Hey, Ben,
like this.
If there were any
like
subject I should know..."
I don't sound like that at all.
And I said, "No, I don't. I think you'll do fine."
Girlfriend.
It's I say
unfair.
That every week.
I was
week,
like,
though.
Hey, if there was something that maybe...
I like how he thinks
I'd need
you
to study
like
up on
this.
It.
That
was
gives me
a scandal, man.
Like a smoker.
Hey, Ben.
You're trying to cheat. You're like Adidas, and he's like a school.
I ask every week, and he never tells me.
All right. So we're going to kick Kelly out of the room here.
Bye,
Kelly.
Bye.
All right. So, yeah. Hand the mic to John. Ask you guys 5 questions. Kelly's outside. She's looking lovingly through the window at us.
Can she read lips?
You turn around.
Yeah, you got
to
get out of here.
All right, so 5 questions to you guys first. All right, question number 1. James Holzhauer is on a record-setting win streak on this game show.
Jeopardy.
Is correct. Oh, I shouldn't say that. sorry. Johnny Depp reportedly set to marry a Russian go-go dancer, Paulina Glenn. Who was he married to last?
Amber Heard.
This TV show aired the first black gay wedding on a network television.
Wait, can you say that one again? I was trying to think of the last one I did.
This TV show aired the first black gay wedding on network television. Need an answer.
Empire.
Drake turned his home into the Playboy Mansion. True or false, Hugh Hefner passed away in 2018.
Which one's true or both? Hugh Hefner is true.
2018.
I have to accept the first answer. Taylor Swift's new single "Me" has already smashed multiple YouTube records, now holding the all-time leading female and solo 24-hour debuts for any music video on YouTube. Which song previously held the record for most viewed music video within 24 hours?
These are really hard, Ben.
Is that your answer?
These are really hard, Ben.
Need an answer?
Something that Ariana Grande did.
Okay. All right. So let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
Kelly.
All right, John, if you want to hand the mic back to Kelly.
You're going to win, Kelly.
How's it going? Really?
All right.
How'd they do?
All right, so they got three correct.
Oh. They got three right.
Yes, they did. All right,
That's still respectful.
Here we go. Question number one for Kelly.
Yes.
James Holzhauer is on a record-setting win streak on this game show.
Jeopardy
is correct.
What is Jeopardy?
You got it both right. All right, question number two. Johnny Depp reportedly set to marry Russian go-go dancer Paulina Glenn. Who was he married to last?
Oh, Amber Heard.
Is correct. You both got that right.
Oh, I'm not supposed to be high-fiving.
That's right. We're all like a big team.
Question three. This TV show aired the first black gay wedding on network television.
It's probably got to be on Bravo. Queer Eye? Is that still on?
Empire is correct.
Oh, yeah,
Brian got that.
Good.
Yep. All right.
Wow.
So,
aren't you glad I'm here?
So far, Kelly is losing to the Wave 3 crew. Question number four.
I'm so excited.
Drake turned his home into the Playboy Mansion. True or false, Hugh Hefner passed away in 2018.
False. It was earlier, right?
It was 2017.
All right. Hugh Hefner question.
All right. Question number five. Taylor Swift's new single, Me, has already smashed multiple YouTube records, now holding the all-time leading female and solo 24-hour debuts for any music on YouTube. Which song previously held the record for most viewed music video within 24 hours?
Despacito.
That is incorrect. BTS, Boy With Love.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, we did tie.
Well, you did tie.
We did tie.
So that means Kelly still
wins.
That means Kelly still wins.
Give me a high five. Thank you. High five.
That means Kelly still wins.
All because of Hugh Hefner.
Took it down.
A pig like me didn't know the answer to a Playboy-related question.
I mean, of all people, John.
I even looked at Ben and said, I think it's earlier, and then you said, no, that doesn't count.
No, I said, I have to accept the first answer.
Yeah. This is getting serious. Yeah.
It's on me.
Yeah. Can I work with you guys so I can win next year?
He's already said that, you know, if I leave or get fired or something, he's asking you to quit the show and come on over.
Yeah, because
it's interchangeable. We look the same.
I love you.
All right. Lauren, Brian, John, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Can't beat Kelly. So, guys.
I survived.
Good job, Kelly.
No.
I didn't beat you.
There is one more thing we need you guys to do, and that is say.
You can tweak it.
My name is Lauren, Brian, and John, and we cannot beat Kelly.
I can't do that. The Hugh Hefner question.
You can say tie.
If that makes you feel
better.
I'm being a sore loser.
Okay,
we're ready.
I'm going to cut it right now.
All right.
We'll do it for all of us.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Our names are Doug Prophet, and we can't beat Kelly.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Can't beat Kelly there. There it is. Kelly King.
Good job, Kelly.
On 99.7 DJX. Zed the Middle. Live backside to church. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can't beat Kelly again. Kelly victorious by tying the Wave 3 crew, so that's pretty cool.
It wasn't a true victory. It was a tie.
Well, it goes to the house. Lauren Jones there popping in. All right, cool. So, hey, thanks, guys. One of the questions was James Holzhauer, right?
Yes.
Are you keeping track of this guy?
Yes, I am, because, again, I told you my husband and my son watched Jeopardy religiously. My husband watched it with his dad.
Is he still going?
Been in our family for a long time.
17th game in a row.
Yeah. Wow.
He's at $1.3 million in total earnings.
That's crazy.
Just won on Friday another $49,000.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. What's funny is ever since Ken Jennings, Ken Jennings, like a long time ago, he has the record with over like $2.5 million.
Yes, he was on like a couple hundred shows, right? How long did it go?
It took him 74 games.
Oh my gosh.
To get that. Wow. Now, James Holzhauer is only about 34 games in, or 17 games in.
Yeah.
So they're thinking that he's going to shatter this record if he continues going.
And he's bankrupting the show.
Right. And so. But it was ever since Ken Jennings' Final Jeopardies, because Ken Jennings would write $69 as like a little like a little joke,
sure,
like a little inside joke, whatever, as a Final Jeopardy like
wager
value.
Yeah.
Since Ken Jennings, and I didn't know this until he actually tweeted this out, Jeopardy producers have forbid anybody from wagering $69 on the Final Jeopardy question.
Like, that is not a dollar amount that's acceptable now because of him?
Yep.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter how far James Holzhauer gets or whatever, he cannot wager that value on a Final Jeopardy
question.
Well,
he goes way bigger than $69 single time. That's the secret sauce to his success.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes all in, and yeah, like you said earlier, I mean, he's causing some budget issues.
Exactly.
For the
They're like, hey, are the checks going to bounce? This is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, he's and I'll tell you what, I contend. I feel bad for the contestants that are like lining up to be chosen to be on the show now while he is on the show. That is not when you want to be getting your big moment on Jeopardy.
No.
Yeah, it's finally getting that phone call from Jeopardy and going, hey, congratulations, you get to be on the show. And you're like, yay!
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, wait.
No. Yeah, it's not a good time.
Yeah. All right, so many of you have been tweeting us at Ben and Kelly Show. So just FYI, maybe around 8, maybe a little after 8, we are going to do our own Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Operation GOTV.
That's right. This time, you're going to be looking for our young cat, because she has the big emblazoned logo on her chest.
Well, and largely because I feel like you've got a big, giant, like, label on your face, and that's the guy to look out for. He's the one.
Not just because of my beard, but just because I've been doing it for literally a decade.
Exactly.
Listen, nobody knows who I am, right. So it's fine.
Exactly.
You've been marked.
So
she has not.
So we are going to attempt, and I think the only station at this point is DRB that's live. So
yeah.
So we are going to attempt at some point here in the next half hour or so to Operation GOTV.
They do it to themselves, staying live that long.
Yeah, they do. Hey,
they're just asking for it.
They're asking.
Absolutely.
There you go. That is coming up here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're streaming live, thebenandkellyshow.com. Just ask Alexa, too, to play 99.7 DJX Radio. You can get us on the stream. You can get podcasts and all that stuff. You know, if it weren't busy enough in Louisville, my goodness, with Derby Week and everything, apparently the World Robotics Competition is happening at the Expo Center. And I've actually got friends in town from Marion, Ohio. Carter Weibling is literally in town competing at the World Robotics?
Yeah, this week?
I know, of all weeks to come into Louisville. I mean, hey, what a great time to come in and see the city, though.
Sure, yeah, if you got some spare time away from that, can come on down to the track and experience that.
So yeah,
find a hotel.
If this is the first time you're ever in Louisville, welcome to Derby City.
Welcome, friends.
Welcome to all the people from around the world that are attending the World Robotics Competition. So that's kind of cool.
That's crazy.
99.7 DJX Davis Kelly K Show. We are live backside at Churchill Downs and kicking off Derby Week here. Of course, watch for us throughout the week. At the parade, at the different Derby Festival events.
All the things. We'll be hanging out at the track at various times. Yeah, we're infiltrating TV screens wherever we can.
So this past weekend was quite a weekend for Avengers Endgame.
I'm emotionally wrecked. My whole mission this morning is to try to find someone that is as emotionally wrecked as I am because of Avengers Endgame. Like, I am destroyed.
Like, we kind of predicted that it was going to have the opening it did.
Absolutely.
Right around $1.3 billion worldwide. It is the biggest opening weekend to a movie in history.
Chris Pratt did some math. He thinks that at like $12 a ticket, that 100 million people saw the movie in one weekend.
If 100 million people have seen the movie, then how is there not one here yet for you to bond with this?
I don't know. I'm really upset about it, though.
So there was one teacher who kind of went viral because he didn't want any spoilers, all right? And so he posted a note to his students on his door to his room that said, "Dearest students."
Okay, I'm ready.
"My little brother is in Tampa on a business trip. I am waiting until he gets back to see Avengers Endgame."
Oh, my gosh.
"That will be Wednesday night."
Oh, yeah, not the opening weekend.
That's wild.
Uh-oh.
"Do not discuss anything about it anywhere near my classroom until this sign comes down. You know how much I love Marvel Comics, so help me, Jeebus. If any one of you spoils a single frame of this movie for me, I promise I will make you wish that Thanos snapped your narrow blank."
Oh, whoa!
Wow.
They're going to get detention if they spill anything about that movie.
Very intense.
So, yeah.
And I'm on board with all of that.
Obviously, one of his students took a picture of that and tweeted it out. It got a viral attention. And
I have 100% support that notion.
Yeah. Now, listen, it was all a joke. It's not bullying or anything like
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
But yes, it was one teacher's attempt to make sure that no spoilers.
That's right.
Because you don't want to be like the guy in our Setting the Bar story earlier where he was dropping spoilers for the people waiting in line to go see it and got himself beat up.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. I literally walked out of the theater and spoiled it for everybody about to go in. Don't do that.
There
don't
you go. Avengers Endgame, record-setting, right about $1.3 billion.
I'm going to be emotionally unstable over this for quite some time, just FYI.
Well, I told you, mark my word, this day, 2022, we'll be able to at least have a conversation about
I'm
it.
I'm not giving you that amount of time. I might not even know you at that point because
so
this is going to end the show.
Then.
I'm going to quit the show because
so
of that.
So far, I've already got three Avengers or Marvel movies under my belt.
You cannot count those. Those do not count.
Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire.
No, sir.
Spider-Man.
We are ignoring that ever happened.
Into the Spider-Verse.
No, doesn't count.
And Mallrats.
Mallrats. Not in the Marvel Universe.
Stanley was in it, so I count it.
God.
So there you go.
we're
live
right
backside.
Now.
Churchill Downs.
My blood is boiling.
99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live backside at Churchill Downs. And one of the traditions that we always do here, other than Operation GOTV.
I feel like it's a little late in the morning already. Like usually it starts at like 6.
I was going to say.
Like we are late to the game.
Is our Derby drink of the day. Of course, we've got Master Distiller from Woodford Reserve, Chris Morris, here with the $1,000 Mint Julep. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Monday, I mean, starting already with the big dog.
Yeah, the big dog.
Well, we're coming down to the wire now with this because we've been selling the $1,000 Mint Juleps for a couple of weeks now. And we're going to take the website down on Friday, Oaks Day, WoodReserveMintJulep.com. It's where people can buy $1,000 mint julep cups. The silver ones, we're going to make one in just a moment. You cannot buy any more of the $2,500 gold cups.
Really?
Those are sold out.
They're sold out.
Sold out.
Ready?
Sorry, Kelly.
That is aggressive.
And what, of course, has been such a impetus for people to buy these wonderful cups this year is the charity.
Yes.
14 years of raising money for charity. And this year, of course, the proceeds are going to the John Asher Memorial Scholarship Foundation at Western Kentucky University.
Perfection.
So we're raising money to keep John's memory alive. And
it's a beautiful cup, too, by the way.
And it's a beautiful cup. Thank you, Kelly. It's from the vault, St. Matthew's jeweler. And we're celebrating the best of Kentucky on the best day in Kentucky. So all the ingredients, Ben, you were talking about the ingredients are all local.
Okay.
And talk about local. I'm going to hand
proud.
Sabrina
our
cup here. We're going to get our mint julep cup, one of the silver cups, and we're going to rub a couple mint leaves in it. These leaves, this mint was grown right here at
just kind of like rubbing the inside of the cup with the mint. That is
and the aroma is going to just come pouring out of it.
Yeah.
Now, every julep has a sweetener. And this sweetener has been aging for 145 days in a small barrel in the western spire of the Twin Spires.
Get out of here.
And this, wow. Yes.
It doesn't get more legit than that.
This is honey honey from Woodford County. This is hosey honey wow. from Midway, Kentucky.
All right.
And, of course, the official bourbon of the Derby.
It's good for the sinuses.
Preserve.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, a little heavy pour there.
Well, sure, of course. He's very generous.
Morning. And speak of a cold morning, ice, the crushed ice, yeah. is oh, our spring water from the Woodford Reserve Distillery.
All right.
Yeah.
Just pile it on there.
Chris is making the $1,000 mint julep right now, right in front of our eyes.
It's nugget style.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Piling it on.
Pile it yeah. on there.
Now, for $1,000, besides a good cause, you're going to get a gold sipping straw with
yeah,
your cup.
It's beautiful.
We're going to put a garnish of mint right next to the straw.
Yep.
And on Derby Day, we're going to also put a nice slice of honeycomb on top
Ooh.
Of the drink to really bring that aroma to life. We just couldn't cut it today. It's too cold.
Yes, absolutely. Look at how beautiful that
and
is.
It's already starting to frost up here. It's going
oh,
to
Oh, Kelly, it goes with your makeup.
It does.
Hey, that looks gorgeous.
Got the $1,000 mint julep glow going oh, on.
I like that.
Yes.
Of course, Chris, people can purchase the $1,000 mint julep again at your set website.
Yes, woofreservementjulep.com. That will close on Oaks Day. And our $1,000 mint julep experience has now been moved to the paddock area right inside the new gate one.
Oh, wow.
So when people come into the track, they will see the Woodford Reserve $1,000 mint julep
They'll
experience.
Easily find you.
And hopefully watch people coming in and getting their cups, celebrating Derby, the best day of Kentucky, the best ingredients, and of course for a great cause for the John Asher Memorial Foundation.
Look at that.
And you know what? You're fancy when you're walking around.
Yeah, totally.
Carrying
yeah.
this at the track. Are you not? That just takes you to the next level.
You're dripping bougie right now.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, Chris Morris, thank you so much.
Thank
of course,
you both.
These recipes can be found. We'll get them up on our website as well, WDJX.com. Of course, your Derby drink of the day. And then later, we have Jackie from Old Forester, of course, coming through and doing some more juleps. So that's
great.
That's going to be a running theme throughout the week as well. So
stay tuned all week long.
I know. Chris Morris, of course, the $1,000 mint julep right here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. It is 99.7 DJX. We are live backside here at Churchill Downs. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live backside at Churchill Downs. Look for us in every place that we're going to be. Just go to the website at WDJX.com. Click on Derby Dash, and you can see all the events and everything that we're doing this week, Derby Festival related. Thank you to everybody, by the way, who came out on Saturday to the Waterfront Jam concert with Jack Harlow.
Waterfront Jam.
Special appearance by Bryson Tiller.
That was fun.
That was so cool.
Yeah, Kat was on stage, able to throw out some t-shirts.
Yeah, Mac slayed the game with a little intro game. She was a little nervous, but she did good. And we got to throw t-shirts. Everybody was so excited. And the crowd was big.
That
was
an out-of-body experience for her, I think. It was because she is such a Jack Harlow fan.
Oh, yeah.
To begin with. And then to get on a stage and see that many people looking at you.
Yeah. That's why she got so jittery, especially.
Yes.
And then earlier that morning, of course, thanks to everybody who came out to the marathon and the mini marathon. If you haven't yet, Ben and Kelly Show Instagram, peep the photo of Kelly and I.
We always take one with the there in the background.
There were plenty of people who were commenting asking if I needed the assistance of Kelly as a special friend, her hands.
You did not need to employ my services.
I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't.
Good.
I didn't need any sort of massages pre-race. Or
applications
like
of anything.
I did tell a story earlier about how I forgot to pair my headphones with my phone before I ran.
That's tragic.
I'm so sorry.
In literal silence the entire race.
That takes a level of mental toughness I can't even fathom.
But go to the Instagram at Ben and Kelly Show. Take a look at the photo bomber over, I think, your shoulder.
No, it's you.
Or is it me?
Yeah, because you're always on the left.
Yes.
All right. Take a look at the photo bomber. There is someone that's getting their picture taken in front of the starting line.
And just looks like a happy, fun little, like, hey, look at me, I'm going to run a race kind of a picture.
But if you pinch and zoom.
Oh, God, don't say pinch and zoom.
You will notice.
You'll know. Well, just read the comments.
When
people
you see
noticed.
It. When you
people
see
noticed.
It.
I didn't necessarily notice until you posted it. And then I noticed. I feel like noticed.
We need to find this man.
But did he notice? I need to know if he noticed.
I don't
know. So I didn't know when people started saying, hey, crack kills.
Oh,
I was like,
oh,
I was
gosh,
like, okay, wait. Does Kelly have some like rocking cleavage, or am I showing something I shouldn't?
That's sassy.
And then I was like, no, covered. And no, yeah, exactly. So yeah. I was like, what is happening? And then I,
yeah. Oh,
so then you see it.
Yeah, then you see it. So
is there a plumber in the area?
Right at Ben and Kelly show. You know what? I'm just gonna go on record and say impressive.
Really?
Impressive?
I mean, I don't know how.
What
to
was
feel?
Impressive?
The length.
The length.
The length. Impressive. I'm just gonna
I don't
say
know how to feel about that. I don't.
Feel impressed,
I need
Kelly.
To know if he knows. Was Does it? He know?
So, at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram.
Do we need like, a modesty bar?
A modesty bar?
Yeah, do we need to put a modesty bar?
I don't know what Instagram's terms of rules
sure.
are, but maybe we're in violation.
Well,
who knows?
Wait and see.
Yeah.
Will they make us delete our photo?
Yeah, if our account gets suspended, you'll know why.
Yeah.
All right? At Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram. Cardi B now, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Cardi B, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Just Instagram, a very intimate procedure she was getting over the weekend. So
that's great.
There you go.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Cardi B. And when I say thanks for sharing, I mean stop sharing. Stop sharing.
Too much sharing.
Too much sharing.
Too much sharing.
All the sharing.
We are live backside here at Churchill Downs all this week on 99.7 DJX, which over the weekend, a lot of action happening from here locally with the Derby Festival Marathon, Mini Marathon, the Waterfront Jam Concert, which we were talking about. And this week, look for us on Wave as we are going to be holding it down on the Pegasus Parade route again. We just had a conversation with one of the producers like, hey, yeah, you guys up for it? We're like, you guys are going to trust us with a microphone to a television?
I don't understand. Did they watch it last year?
I don't know.
Did they? Did they see your dance moves? Did they see that? I milked a cow.
Kelly milked a cow.
It was a plastic cow,
I was gonna say,
but I milked it. I hope I
there wasn't
it was real.
Much nourishment coming from
well,
the cow.
It. Well, and the udders felt realistic. I'll say that.
Was there milk?
For a plastic cow, they were okay.
Okay. All right. I will say that our mission that we had talked about, Operation GOTV, may be more difficult than normal. This morning,
you
however,
can't hop the fence. We can still try.
We did get on Saturday morning out at the race.
We sure did. So we're going to log that as our first check mark.
Yeah, for Operation GOTV.
Yeah, and we also did infiltrate the Wave.
Live stream. Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's online or something, right?
I'm going to count that.
So we'll go ahead and count that here this morning. On the way, setting the bar story coming up here in just a few minutes. Small examples of what not to do coming up here in just about 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I'm sure Halsey will win some awards at the Billboard Music Awards coming up on May 1st.
Sure, she's on a million songs.
A million songs.
Yes, literally.
No less.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift has just been announced as an opener for the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah, and Brendan Urie going to do the song, Me.
So what I've heard is that song was supposed to be before the whole Reputation album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then when all this, like, things
she got dark
about
and broody.
The media started going in on her, she was like, let's put a stop to this.
Yes.
Let's go in this direction.
Let's bring out the snake.
And then she...
And the darkness.
And then one of the most magical moments during the video when the snake bursts into butterflies.
Yes.
Yes.
See, now she's happy again. She's in a bright, colorful, painty kind of a thing.
There you go. The old Taylor's back. Yeah. Back at it again.
He's happy.
All right. Coming up next, setting the bar, small little examples of what not to do, and probably something and someone you shouldn't butt dial.
Oh, someone you shouldn't butt dial?
Yeah, there's a butt dialing setting the bar.
Oh, wow. You know what?
We've had our fair share.
We've lived butt dialing nightmares.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
So, that's coming up here after 5 seconds of summer on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Hey, be on your best behavior. Bob Baffert's in there.
Oh.
Be on your best behavior. Try to act like an adult for crying
natural.
Out
natural.
For 2 minutes.
Which by the way,
yes,
I've heard a lot about Improbable, his horse Improbable.
Okay.
Here
All
for
right.
the Derby. I know, so I know Baffert's got a couple different horses. Wait. Let me get to the setting the bar story.
Okay,
for goodness sakes.
Well, listen.
I gave you a tease about 15 minutes ago.
But
we're
in the moment. I'm just saying. There's game winner, too. So what do we say? Do we say, so, how about that game winner? Is that what we say?
Yeah, maybe.
What's our gateway conversation piece?
Be like, why the long face?
God, you're not allowed to talk, though. Let's bypass that. Let's just ignore. Right. Ignore.
Setting the bar. This is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it, and you can think, all right, I'm doing all right. If you can manage to make it through the day without butt dialing the police while you're committing a crime, that'd be good.
Oh!
There you go. Yeah,
that's
literally.
A no.
No, sir.
Literally called 911 while they're fleeing the scene of a burglary on Saturday.
I was going to say, what kind of crime are we committing right now? Is it literally
what's the level?
Put your hands up and give me the money kind of thing?
They were burglarizing a Best Buy. They were fleeing the scene.
Oh, wow.
But dialed 911.
Are they recapping
the police,
what they got? Are they talking about the loot they just got?
The police were already on en route because the alarms were going off, right?
Yeah, right.
But then they get this. And they're like, oh, well, we should probably go to this way.
Emergency.
Yeah. Hey, God, did you get all the DVD players?
Right, exactly.
A couple of flat screens.
High five, bro.
So the suspects actually led the police on a little bit of a chase.
Sure.
But they eventually bailed out of their truck, and two of the three were captured.
How long was the butt dial signal? Like, how long did they let it go before they realized they were on the phone with 911?
Well, yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, the 911 dispatcher got a call in right after the alarm went off. And it was literally the suspects fleeing the scene.
Imagine the second that they discover, just like throw the phone out the window, YOLO.
I know. Yeah. So again, there are a lot of things that could happen to you today, this week. You know, it's Derby week. Things happen.
Oh, that's my favorite.
If you can manage to make it through the day without butt dialing the police while you're committing a crime, you're doing okay. Now, the police, on the other hand, might say,
oh, they're like, do that every time, please.
Yeah,
that
helps.
Makes our job easier.
That helps.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Or just don't rob the Best Buy to start off with. We could do that.
That makes it too simple.
Oh, Kat, too that hard. Makes it too simple, and it ruins our bit. So,
it does.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Day one in the books. Operation GOTV and backside of Churchill Downs.
We are holding down the hallway like pros.
Like
pros.
All right. Hey, tomorrow, by the way, we're going to be giving away Trifecta Gala passes.
Ooh.
All right. Got those to give away.
That's exciting.
It's a new phone tap.
Yeah. Oh.
Ow.
And a little bit later on, you can listen to the podcast of our first day backside. Everything from the huge error I made on Saturday to the bathroom conversation
there
that I had this morning.
There was very early.
There was a bromance in there.
There was a bromance. There was an intimate bromance.
There was awkwardness.
Bathroom conversation.
All of that.
All right, so that's on the podcast. That'll be a little bit later on here this morning. App at WDJX.com. Guys, that'll do it for us from the backside.
Have no more effort to give. So,
well, you got four more days.
I'm done today.
Well, for today.
I'm calling it a day.
All right, Kelly's calling it a day.
Making any sort of effort in the day.
That'll do it for us. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.